Hear the word of the Lord as is written in the Gospel of John, chapter 20. And the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene comes early, when it was yet dark, to the sepulchre, and sees the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runs and comes to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and says to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him." Then went forth Peter and the other disciple, and they came to the sepulchre. And they both ran together. And the other disciple outran Peter, and came first to the sepulchre, and stooping down, he saw the sheets laid, yet he went not in. Then comes Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and beholds the sheets laid, and the napkin which was about his head, not laid with the sheets, but apart, folded into one place. Then therefore went in also the other disciple, who came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to themselves. But Mary stood at the sepulchre weeping outside. Then as she wept, she stooped to the sepulchre and beholds two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus was laid. And they say to her, "Woman, why weepest thou?" She says to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him." And saying these things, she turned behind and beheld Jesus standing, and she knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus says to her, "Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou?" She, thinking that it was the gardener, says to him, "Lord, if thou hast carried him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away." And Jesus says to her, "Mary." She, turning, says to him, "Rabboni," which is to say, teacher. Now hear the word of the Lord as is written in True Christian Religion, number 592. In the new church, the internal and external man are quite different. The internal man belongs to his will, which governs his thinking when he is left to himself as he is at home. His external man is his actions and speech, what he does in the company or away from home. Consequently, the internal man is charity, which is a quality of the will, and at the same time, faith, which is a quality of the understanding. Here end the readings. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.